Fucking KitKat.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see what he has installed for us this morning. We spoke yesterday about the application, the principle we're working with. We're applying that to chinuch, to a very common phenomenon, unfortunately, today that we see. Well, it's not unique to today. It's a, you know, universal phenomenon through the history of the Jewish people. That kids go off the derech. Avram had the problem. Yitzhak had the problem. Yaakov had his own problems with chinuch. That's a tamid. The Adam Rishon started. Adam Rishon had the problem. All Jewish history. That's, well, you expect it because of the thing called Bechiri in the system. And there's Bechiri in the system, you expect that things are going to go so-called wrong. Okay. So we're applying that principle to chinuch. And we said, again, applies everywhere, this principle. But we said there's enough pain and suffering for the parents without the unnecessary pain and suffering because they don't understand this yourself. And we'll see. It needs to be refined a little bit. I'm on Reish Ayin Dalet, two paragraphs from the bottom. Mibli lechnes lechesboinus eilu alani da'at shekodesh boch was there sheboris in a shomer. Again, the cheshboinus shemaim and outworks is much too complicated for us. Way, way, way too complicated. We're not going into the cheshboinus of why, where, how. Well, Kosh Baruch Hu created this neshama. Hashem put into this neshama all the tendencies, all the personality traits, the factors, the whole complex creature that a human being is. Who's there? She's Dimon Lefenes and Nisoinus. And Hashem's the one that designs the Nisoinus, the obstacle path, the obstacle course that's designed for this particular neshama. Was designed by Hashem as well. He's the one that puts in front of this kid, the bad friends, the good friends. Why it has to be, that's not our job. Why me, why my kid, why not his kid, why? But what are you busy trying to work out what's going on in the middle of Hashem's computers? Amnam, however, very important, this piece. The parents aren't, well, it's got nothing to do with you, just wash your hands off it. They're very intricately interwoven with this tragic spiritual event that's taken place. As we saw, the person fell off the roof. So the guy's roof is gone. So he says, "Look, what's it got to do with me?" He was going to fall off the roof anyway. So my hands are clean. No, because why was he magalgal onto your roof? Because there was something lacking, something you did wrong. Then that happened to be a Micah. Yeah, that happens to be the tomb of chinuch. The zoy salam letakin, that you have to do tshuva for, that you have to rectify for sure. And I should do a name leshuva tshuva. What you did wrong as a parent, you have to do tshuva for. Which just opens up a whole new can of words. Because we don't believe in tshuva. Clearly, we don't believe in tshuva. Ach yachad im zois, ein ze nochon lachshov ki'ilu ani kikalti b'moy yodes, b'ni. But then, at the same time, he has to know that it wasn't me that damaged the child. Ki'ilu ani arasti oto, I'm the one that destroyed it. Chas v'chalila. You did what you did, and you have to do tshuva for that. That's why this thing rolled into your house. About once you've done tshuva again, lokashur to you. It's back to his bechira, to his cheshboin shemayim that we don't understand. This kid, whatever he's going through, is going to go through. Misheshes yemei breishis. So the chayin adara, b'kol she'ahoyim yatzlichu litnatek mitchusha habusha va'ashit.
To the extent that you can get yourself out of the picture, to
to the extent that you can detach yourself from the blame and the embarrassment and the sense of this is my child, you'll be able to deal with the child and help him much better. It's easy how you compartmentalize all these emotions, but that's what's required of us. I have to be able to plug that into Ashkofas HaTorah. It's an art statement, but that's the basis of that. We have to find why we're not getting agitated. Why we? Sometimes we have to get agitated. It's an ashrenus of Tefillah. If everything's just manana, when are you ever going to daven with tzaka or batzas? No, we have to feel what we feel. But thinking correctly will help you manage your feelings. For sure. What you think is what generates your emotions. So if you think incorrect thoughts, you'll be much more able to deal with emotions. But emotions we have to feel. I want to suppress the emotions. That's the paradox of reality. Zochav and a kaver, bara osam. That's the whole sugya. That's the paradox of life. You call it paradox for French? Paradoxy. Paradox. You say it with an accent, that's it. In Hebrew, it's the same as God. You have to find a good English word for paradox. There's another job that the parents here. Once in a while, these are principles, you have to apply them where they're relevant in different situations. It can be in many, many areas. This I heard from Rabbi Tisiyahu, Shtak and Guzun Zayn. If we felt the tzar of the Shechina, then we wouldn't have to go through the tzar ourselves. The reason why we have the tzar from our children is because we don't empathize with Hashem's tzar. With what he has with his children. You got problems with your kid. Look what he's got. Whoa. Alayim ledat, shim tzah zeh menadnet sheine meinayim, umashbise simchosom, alachas kama vakama shegod lu tzara shkina. When you realize that you can't sleep at night, you're mamash in pain, the what's going on with your kids is mamash keeping you awake at night. As alachas kama vakama shegod lu tzara shkina. Now, we don't understand what tzara shkina is. Does anybody here want to tell me that you really buy into Tzara Shchina? What cliche to touch at a real empathetic level Tzara Shchina. It's way, way beyond our comprehension. But you have to start practicing and then you get Seyata Dishmaya. It's Piskulu Pesach, Kachudu Shal Machat. You start using Dimyonis. You start using imagination to imagine that the pain that a father feels when he's going through this. And you're trying to extrapolate that to a Kodesh Baruch Hu without getting into all the well, he's infinite, for all magish, and nothing changes. Without getting into all the philosophical problems of it, you start getting a feedback, and you start sensing a little bit what's called Tzara Shchina. There's a thing called Tzara Shchina. We don't know what it is, but Hashem tells us there's a thing called Tzara Shchina, so we have to believe that there is such a thing. However, impossibly difficult is to understand Tzara Shchina. Well, there is such a thing. The cause of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzar. Lo mevin maze. Okay, but Hashem never lied. That's it. The Gorim lost. So therefore we have to start get in touch with that a little bit. Avoid a mod mod kashe. Anybody's ever tried to do that, you'll know that it's not poshut.
It's narrow. It's like
that's why there's a problem. But what does it mean that can't expect it? No, it's an ama. With the minute you start touching it with seichel, the whole system falls apart. We have to believe there's a thing called Tzara Shchina, but lomi v'nimazeh v'echse. Because if you start trying to understand it, you can't understand it. No, I'm saying you can't understand it because you're dealing with an infinite, all-powerful. If you don't want to feel tzar, just don't feel tzar. What's your problem? You can choose not to feel tzar. You know? So how does Hashem, where is the tzar Hashem fit into all of this? Don't understand. But there's a thing called tzar Hashem, and therefore we have to get in touch with empathizing with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zimen liyadam es afsharut lachush ma'at tzar ha'shchina kadosh ha'shem mitgalgeles ba'eifa merev yogun b'tzar. Yeah, you get it. You get there. This woman to Tzal said, he said, if we would feel the Tzal Shechina, the kids wouldn't have to go off the Derech anymore. Because that's one of the reasons why we have this phenomenon. Is that we can empathize with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, however little we, that makes sense to us. Because we also are kind of half of the Derech. We also don't do what our father wants us to do all the time, nachon? Why are you upset with your kid? Because he doesn't do what you want him to do. But you don't do what your father wants you to do. You do what Hashem wants you to do all the time. We want our children to be perfect, and then yet we take liberties when it comes to our father. Therefore, when a person decides, you know what? I'm upset because my kid doesn't come to davening. Yeah, but I'm also late for davening every day. So the same way as my kid not being there causes me embarrassment and tsar and whatever, if you haven't got rid of all of that yet, as I'm causing a Kodesh Baruch Hu gam tsar, the same as I want my kid to stop causing me tsar, I'm going to stop fixing up myself so that I'm not causing a shem tzar. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu starts metapling with the children, and you start seeing missing happening in the children. And Hashem starts bringing them back and teaching them how to do tshuva. This paragraph is mighty. It's a very powerful tool in order to help your kids. To help yourself. He has in mind that he's using this as an opportunity to prescribe golems. You want us to go to golems because he's doing it now. What comes out of all of this is the fundamental basic imuna that everything we're doing down here, we're doing as a instruction, as a shlichus from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's nothing more beloved and precious by a Kodesh Baruch Hu than a shliach who does what he's supposed to do properly, puts all his attention and he does his job well. That's a major step. He's starting to understand and arrive at correct tashkofa that will help a person in every aspect of his life. You may not remember to kick in this modality when it's happening, but afterwards you step back, you'll remember, oh, forgot, okay, next time. And you start practicing, filtering what's happening to you through this hashkofa. It will also help us to be able to go through and walk in the path of the Yisurim that come upon us. There's no one that's immune or has been vaccinated against Yisurim in this world. No one. Nobody goes through this world without Yisurim. Forget about it. Might look like he's got it like great. You go sit and speak to him. The beginning of Mechtam Eliyahu, Strafa Tuzim, better discuss this. Go find me the happy man. Look amongst the rich people, the poor people, middle class people, whatever. Bring me the guy who says, my life's great. Everything's fine. No problem. I called Tov. End of Arkansas. Ramnam.
You know, I had problems.
The Sefer Yosha, I'm your chasler, Rabbeinu Tam, O'ilam Azem, O'chona, K'noi, V'hatloyos. How would you translate that? The palace of problems. I don't know how you translate it. How do you translate it? This world is the what? You got the English. You got the English there, David. Oh, yeah. Where's the baby? No, that's the next paragraph.
Yeah, we're in the period.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what is, yeah, what is in French? Oh, really?
Of course. I could have forgotten.
No.
Even in French, it's not yet. Summer is the Macon, the place where you have
problems.
Problems, yeah.
The palace of problems.
So here.
It doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Tami in the English.
No.
No.
You see?
Unless you're wrong, Mamash in the wrong place.
No, it was
okay, you,
my job.
You go father. That's the archivist here on my right. Tafkideinu b'dor hazeh. The first paragraph.
No.
Our role.
Where is it quoted?
At the end.
No, he doesn't quote. He doesn't bring in the English. He doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Tami.
Oh.
Oh, there. So where's footnote 10? I just found footnote 10.
Well, man. Home of tribulation.
Oh, the home of tribulation. The palace of problems. I thought I did a better job. I thought I translated it better than that. The home, I'm sticking with my translation. I'm not bound by his. No, whatever. I'm not bound English? By the translator. I'm working
with the Englishman.
I have no idea. I don't even translate it.
What did you? Yeah, same.
Tribulations. Okay. I prefer my. Okay, whatever. You can choose whatever you want. That's Rabbeinu Tam says that that's what this world is. It's a world of problems, of suffering. And Mordechai Shor is translating it slightly differently. Okay. I hung around the Mechaba long enough to know. Polshakain. No, technically it might be a better translation, but I'm not translating technically. If you ever know, I'm translating my way. Polshakain shamurim droim elu klape doreinu. Do ikhsed a mashicha. That much more so, what Rabbeinu Tam was referring to applies in this generation, the door before Mashiach comes. Reishis, aleinu ledaat ki koyach hamashalech b'shliach. Number one, don't forget that. You have all the koiches you need. Hashem will give you what you need to be able to deal with the nisayon. There never was a person who had to deal with this particular mission ever before, or ever will be such a person. Me, right now, yeah, is a unique moment that never was and never will be again. Without me, there's always going to be something lacking in the Bria, because only I can take care of this problem. And if I don't take care of it, it ain't getting done. Therefore, you will take care of it. Because Hashem's not going to walk around with a hole in his shirt. Had I not found myself in this situation, it would have been better. Not allowed to think like that. Yeah, it had been like this, it would have been better. If I wasn't in this matzav, it would have been better. If I had it this, it would have been better. If this was there, yeah. No. In your unique world, in your private space, you're in the best possible position you can be right now. That's all we are. We're shlichim that have been given a unique mission. We're not in charge of anything. Except our Bechira. Yeah, I'm not just saying. We have to know what you're crying for, what you're not a cry for. A person that stands betochen in everything, nachon? No, the things that it's also to have betochen for, the things you're responsible for, you can't blame Hashem. Everything needs to be You lie in bed, you have a talk that you'll understand the Gemara. Because the Chaim Salavon says that's awesome. You have to get up and you have to do what you have to do. Yeah, we're not going into Bechira. In the world of Bechira, Hashem says, you're on your own, brother. But when you have Bechira decisions, it's not so often. Anyway. We're not in charge of our money. We're not in our health. You have to handle your money. You have to deal with your health and your children's health and your kids' chinuch, whatever. It has to be done up pitayga. You got to say, well, I'm not a fan of children's chinuch, so I locked him into the cheder. Fan a horat kevin, they'll just, you know, Hashem will take care of it. No, you have to do what you have to do. But then they ataloa balabais for. You got a mission and it comes with a set of rules and instructions. You have to follow the instructions. All these things we have, our assets, the defenders, the people we have to take care of, look after, whatever, the whole Shulchan Aruch about this. It's given to us as a shliach, and what you have, all the tools you have, all the situations you have, the matzovim you have, it's exactly what you need, and others wouldn't help you. In fact, they would be harmful. Therefore, you shouldn't want what they have in other people's worlds. Because in your world, that wouldn't be a good thing, because you have everything you need in your world. And our job is very singular. The battle, it's with Seinu, for Seinu Hashim, Klapei Rotson Hashem. You have to see where you're not aligned with Rotson Hashem, and then slowly go about aligning your desires and aspirations with Hashem's desires and aspirations for you. You put them together, you'll see they're not quite in sync. They don't really, the plugs don't fit. And we have to slowly align ourselves with that template and make sure that it looked like, oh, wow, he looks just like Hashem. Like an Ebed, doesn't have a Rotson. His Rotson is what his master's Rotson is. And until you return your self, your neshama, back to the one who sent you, yeah, you have to be Isaac in that mission. As the gear loyalam shakura toim in a galaki call regashel you surimayim a dukta kahuta sari. And then you'll get to the oilama emes and you'll understand why everything was perfectly designed. Down to the finest nanoparticles. You'll find that the Yusurim is mamash what helped you do, not helped you, but enabled you to get to your final purpose. You'll recognize the awesome gift that the Yusurim brought about. Then your mouths will be filled with laughter. When you realize and understand every drip, every moment, every second of tzar that a person had, you understand what that was about, you laugh at yourselves. Why was I so irritable? Why was I upset? Why was I kicking and screaming? I was so frustrated and so bitter from the Yisurim. It was only because the Yisurim that I got to this Dveikas that I have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu today was all good for me. So I was up kicking and screaming then. You have experience of that in this world as well. You don't have to go to Olam Haba to feel that. Sometimes something's happening and you think it's the worst possible thing. You're kicking and screaming and bashing. And then 2 days later, you suddenly realize it had all worked out. It was the best thing that could have happened. And you feel like so embarrassed because why was I behaving like that yesterday? Look, I can't remember if it was sorry, but today I always saw that. Okay. You go to the bank to get a loan, a mishkanta or whatever. Yeah? And the bank manager is hopelessly unreasonable. He says, no, there's no reason. The guy's just like he's having a bad day. And he says, no, you don't get the loan. And you walk into the bank, mama's frustrated because you were relying on the loan because you have to whatever. You're going to pay for the wedding, whatever it is. Yeah? And you walk in, you bump into a friend of yours. And he says, what's the matter? You look like freaked out. What's going on? You tell him, listen, I've got to pay for the wedding and I don't have the money. I went to the bank to get a loan and there's no reason why I shouldn't get a loan. How much do you need? You tell him. He says, listen, I'll lend you the money. Why? Because he just got an inheritance and the money's sitting there. He doesn't need it right now. So you get an interest-free gemar that you pay off over 10 years. The miskanti was paid back double, right? Over 20 years. And you walked out of there frustrated and angry, whatever. It was the best thing could have happened if you didn't get this mishkanta. The biggest chesed Hashem did for you that you didn't get the mishkanta, no? So suddenly you realize, why was I saying it was embarrassing? Why was I so upset? Why was I so freaked out? Ever happened to you this? I know someone has happened to me. I almost walked out the bank and bumped into a friend of me. His friend had just inherited a lot of money. He said, I don't need the money now. You're welcome. How much do you need? Pay me off whatever you can. He said he was so embarrassed how he behaved in the bank. He asked the bank manager for money. Hashem said no. Oh, okay, sweet. It'll come from somewhere else. Well, I don't need the money. I don't know. What am I getting? Blood pressure. Hashem said no. Why did he say no? Because there's a better deal waiting outside. If you get the mishkanta, you're not going to tell the guy, well, you can't believe what happened to me. And you'll run in and cancel, you'll get the loan, you'll end up paying back double. Everyone has examples of this in their life. You have to keep Yeshuv Hadas. Okay. Let's just ask the kasha. We don't have a lot of time, but let's just ask the kasha that comes out of everything you just said. In the light of everything we've said up to now, from Daf Aleph. Where did the Sefer start? A few months ago. How long ago did we start? Daf Gimel. That's where it started. You should have a very powerful passion. If it's true that the Yisurim are an awesome gift, a unique mission from Hashem, they purify us, they polish us, they draw us so close to Hashem that you couldn't get that close with Torah and mitzvahs. The Yisurim brings you closer to Hashem than Torah and mitzvahs. Sometimes Torah and mitzvahs also Yisurim. אם כן נשאל את השאלה, מדוע עלינו להשתדל בעולמנו הגשמי להשיג בו את צרכינו ובקשינו? So then why do we have to do anything in this world, any status in this world, to attain anything? לא פיידעת את הממות טובה, לא היינו דואגים כלל לפון עשינו, היו חיים חי אוילי. We're much better to live a life of abject poverty. חי ודחקוס. Slam your finger in the door every day at least once. Because you get more schar for that than you do for Torah and mitzvahs. Why am I doing anything to try and get out of the poverty-stricken state I'm in? That's the best thing it could be. Ubad b'bad haynu makablim b'simcha es yisurayim. And not only that, but we makabal the yisurim b'simcha. Madu aleinu lishmo b'riyoteinu. Why do we have to guard our lives? Ulishtadal hasig es kol tzacheinu agashmi b'shay she yisurim haim kol chavivim. Why do I have to avoid at every possible avenue? Yisurim, I have to daven. I have to daven to Hashem, don't give me Yisurim. And it's like saying, don't give me Panasa. What are we talking about? If Yisurim was such a wonderful gift, why don't I bring them upon myself? It's also to bring them upon yourself. What? Don't give me any strength. Why? Idiot. That's the best thing that could happen to you. Why are you davening not to get it? I mean, is it a good thing or not? It's the best thing that could happen to you. Why are you davening for not to happen to you? If it's not a good thing, well, then everything we set up to now is wrong. What's going on here? Madu anu mevakfim me'ashem u'ma'ashech lefanet b'chseit barachamecha harabim. That which we send in front of out with enormous mercy. Avaloi yedei yisurim v'faloim roi. Powerful, powerful kasha.
Those are people, huh?
Because you're already answering the question. I need you to...
No, I'm asking...
The PlayStation.